Despina is one of the troublemakers in this opera.
My name's Megan Machada. I'm a sophomore choral music ed major. I'm so excited about this role. It's so much fun. This is my first major role in a UDOT production, so it's really been quite a ride.
You seem so nice. I mean, and Despina is sort of a trickster.
Well, yeah, she's not nice. She's just a little bit more cynical about the world. She's a little bit mischievous, a little bit flirtatious, and she just likes having fun and getting a rise out of the world.
How hard has it been for you as a sophomore, relatively early on in your career, to get the Italian down?
I mean, the Italian's not really the hard part of it. We have diction courses in our major, so we get to have experience with speaking Italian and French and German. The harder part has been more so trying to keep up with all of these incredibly talented singers who are farther along in their career, and they just are such an inspiration to me whenever I get on stage.
Are you singing Despina in both performances, or are you splitting it with somebody else?
I am splitting it with Jess Beebe.
One of the things that I think is really interesting to me, that Dr. Smith does double casting, so you both are going to get the chance to sing the part. And one of the things I think has really been interesting to me is you guys end up supporting each other, right?
Yeah, well, this is actually the first kind of couple weeks that I've met Megan. I just met her a couple weeks ago. I kind of joined late in the process, stepping in for someone else. But yeah, I love doing double casts. Your energy feeds off of each other. There's mutual support, and there's also a way to kind of pick ideas from each other and learn from each other in the process. And I think this is a really good opportunity for both Megan and myself to kind of see what we can do as this very mischievous and strong role, and seeing as I'm probably 10 years older than her, at least. it's I think, a good opportunity for us to kind of get to explore our different ideas from different perspectives of age and of musical abilities. And it's just, I think, a really good way to experience this role for both of us.
So I would have thought that, if you have two people singing a role, they'd be competing with each other.
No, definitely not. I agree that it's a mutual learning experience and a mutual support experience, because you bounce ideas off of each other and you get to watch the other work and see the character reinterpreted, and it's such a cool experience in that regard. So I've really enjoyed it, and it's such a pleasure to work with her.
So Jess, are you a grad student here, or have you a graduate from here who's come back, or what's your story?
Yeah, the latter. I graduated here in 2009. I was a choral music education major, like Megan is now. And actually, when I was here, I actually did not even do the operas here. I was kind of like a choral person only. And it wasn't until grad school that I kind of pursued opera. So it's really surreal to come back here and to do my first UDOT opera as an alumni, which is kind of great. I'm very excited.
What have you done with your UD music degree?
I do teach at a college in Lancaster. I went on to grad school, kind of advanced my performing career, and now I live in Philadelphia. And I've actually come back here to do some solo things with chorale and with the orchestra here. But I've also built a network of friends and family from this school who have been really supportive over the years.